Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Sunil Verma. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to inaugurate Grand International Exposition of Sacred Piparahua Relics related to Lord Buddha in New Delhi today. Election Commission directs West Bengal election authorities to file FIRs against 5 suspended officials over electoral roll irregularities. Centre issues notice to social media platform X over obscene content targeting women and children on AI tool Grok. Narcotics Control Bureau advises Indian travellers to obtain necessary approvals for carrying medicines before travelling to Saudi Arabia. And IMD issues red alert for dense to very dense fog conditions over Delhi, Haryana, Punjab and Chandigarh. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate a grand international exposition of sacred Piparahua relics related to Lord Buddha in New Delhi today. The Prime Minister's office said in a statement that the Piparahua relics, discovered in 1898, hold a central place in the archaeological study of early Buddhism. More from our correspondent.
The exposition will be held at the Rai Pithora Cultural Complex in New Delhi. It will bring together, for the first time, the Piparahua relics repatriated after more than a century from Piparahua that are preserved in the collection of the National Museum of New Delhi and the Indian Museum of Kolkata. The Piparahua relics, discovered in 1898, are among the earliest and most historically significant relic deposits directly connected to Lord Buddha. Archaeological evidence associates the Piparahua site with ancient Kapilavastu, widely identified as the place where Lord Buddha spent his early life prior to renunciation. The exposition will highlight India's deep and continuing civilizational link with the teachings of Bhagavan Buddha and reflect the Prime Minister's commitment to preserve India's rich spiritual and cultural heritage. The recent repatriation of these relics has been achieved through sustained government effort, institutional cooperation and innovative public-private partnership. With Rishu Jaiswal, Adarsh for Akashvani News. News, Delhi.
The Prime Minister's flagship platform for proactive governance and timely implementation, Pragati, has marked a significant milestone with the successful conduct of its 50th meeting. Since its launch by Prime Minister Narendra Modi in 2015, Pragati has transformed governance by enabling real-time monitoring and resolution of key infrastructure projects and public grievances through direct prime ministerial review. Today, in this special series, we take a look at the Mumbai-Nagpur-Jharsuguda natural gas pipeline.
The Mumbai-Nagpur-Jharsuguda natural gas pipeline is a strategically significant energy infrastructure project conceived to strengthen India's national gas grid. It spans around 1,702 kilometers across Maharashtra, Chhattisgarh, Odisha and Madhya Pradesh. The project was approved at a cost of 8,255 crore rupees under Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas. The project faced several challenges, including hindrances in pipeline laying, delays in acquisition of land parcels, and pending wildlife clearance for a 53.7 kilometer stretch passing through a designated tiger corridor. Given the systemic nature of these bottlenecks, the project was reviewed under the Pragati mechanism on 28 June 2023. A marked acceleration was observed following the Pragati review. High-level meetings chaired by the Chief Secretary Maharashtra Government and Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas brought all concerned agencies onto a single execution platform. Land acquisition challenges were successful addressed through active facilitation by Maharashtra government, with acquisition completed in August 2024. With legacy bottlenecks resolved, the project advanced rapidly and now stands at around 98% physical progress, with full completion targeted by February this year. It illustrates as to how the Pragati mechanism enables effective delivery of complex, multi-jurisdictional energy infrastructure. With Anand Kumar, Suparna Saikya, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Cabinet Secretary T.V. Somanathan has said that Pragati system has accelerated implementation of projects and major welfare schemes. Addressing media in New Delhi yesterday on the outcomes of Pragati, Mr. Somanathan said that over 3,300 projects worth 85 lakh crore rupees, including those which faced problems, were reviewed. He informed that 61 government schemes, including One Nation, One Ration Card and PM Jan Arogya Yojana, were also reviewed other than the projects.
The objective of Pragati is to improve center-center and center-state coordination in order to, firstly, fast-track critical infrastructure projects which face issues and bottlenecks. Secondly, improve the outcomes in flagship schemes which may be showing suboptimal performance or which might require structural reforms. And thirdly, assess and resolve important categories of citizen grievances across various sectors of the government.
The Election Commission has directed the concerned district election authorities to file FIRs against the 5 suspended state officials accused of illegally including fake or non-existent voters' names in the electoral rolls. According to sources, in the Office of the State Chief Electoral Officer, instructions have been issued to register criminal cases against Debottam Dotta Chaudhary, Electoral Registration Officer of the Baruipur East Assembly Constituency, Assistant Electoral Registration Officer Tathagat Mandal, Biplab Sarkar, Electoral Registration Officer of the Moina Assembly Constituency, Assistant Electoral Registration Officer Sudipto Das and Data Entry Operator Shurajit Haldar. During the enumeration phase of the Special Intensive Revision SIR of electoral rolls, these officials were accused of adding fraudulent names to the voter list. Science and Technology Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh has said that the country's future growth over the next 2 decades will be led by innovation-driven sectors, including space, oceans, biotechnology, clean energy and advanced manufacturing. The minister said this while addressing a press conference in New Delhi yesterday. The minister called the Research, Development and Innovation RDI fund of 1 lakh crore rupees as a major highlight of 2025, promoting research and development in the private sector. He also underscored flagship missions such as the Deep Ocean Mission and Gaganyaan, stating that India is preparing simultaneously for human space flight and deep sea exploration.
Simultaneously, when Gaganyaan carries one Indian human being into this space, we would have one Indian human being going deep sea next year up to 6,000. One going in the outer space, one going in the deep sea in 2027, and 26 will be the final rehearsal year for both of these expeditions. This year, we would also be preparing ourselves into another very ambitious area, that is ocean energy, like nuclear energy contributing 10% by 2047. We'll have clean energy sources from ocean resources.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology has issued a notice to social media platform X asking it to remove obscene content. Sources said the government has raised concerns over the misuse of Grok AI to create and share obscene content. In its letter to the Chief Compliance Officer of X India Operation, the ministry said the service of Grok AI is being misused by users to create fake accounts to host, generate, publish or share obscene images or videos of women in derogatory or vulgar manner. It said the regulatory provisions under the Information Technology Act 2000 and IT Rules 2021 are not being adhered to by the platform. The ministry stressed that compliance with the IT Act and the IT Rules 2021 is not optional. The Narcotics Control Bureau, NCB, has advised Indian travellers to obtain necessary approvals for carrying medicines before travelling to Saudi Arabia. This comes after Saudi Arabia introduced an electronic service platform for obtaining prior permission for the clearance of medicines intended for personal use by individuals entering or leaving the country. According to the NCB, certain medicines that are legally available in India or other countries may be prohibited or subject to restrictions in Saudi Arabia. It said carrying medicines in excess of prescribed limits may also attract regulatory action. The year 2025 stands as a defining chapter in India's development journey. It saw policies translate into progress and intent into impact. Today, in this special series, Year of Reforms, we'll bring you India's progress in the finance sector in 2025.
India received strong global recognition for its progress in equality, innovation, technology and global influence in 2025. The World Bank ranked India among the world's most equal societies with a Gini index of 25.5, placing it ahead of China, the United States and all G7 and G20 nations. The International Labour Organization reported that social protection coverage in India rose sharply from 19% in 2015 to 64.3% in 2025. India's digital public infrastructure also gained global praise. The International Monetary Fund recognized the Unified Payments Interface as the world's largest real-time payment system, handling 49% of global transactions. The World Intellectual Property Organization highlighted India's strong growth in intangible asset investment, reflecting a shift toward a knowledge-based economy. Poverty reduction remained a major achievement, with over 17 crore people lifted out of extreme poverty in the last decade. India's cultural and innovation standing also improved, with UNESCO recognitions and a rise to 38th place in the Global Innovation Index. With Nitika, Akshit Vaidyan, Akashwani News, Delhi.
The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued a red colour warning for dense to very dense fog conditions over Delhi, Haryana, Punjab and Chandigarh today. The weather agency has also predicted cold wave conditions at isolated places in Himachal Pradesh and ground frost conditions over Uttarakhand. The IMD said that cold day conditions will prevail at isolated pockets over East Uttar Pradesh, Himachal Pradesh and Bihar till Monday. With the air quality showing a marked improvement across Delhi NCR, the Subcommittee on the Graded Response Action Plan of the Commission for Air Quality Management has revoked Stage 3 of GRAP with immediate effect. Our correspondent reports that the decision was taken following favourable meteorological conditions and a sustained downward trend in AQI levels.
The Commission for Air Quality Management in NCR and adjoining areas said that Delhi's air quality has been improving yesterday due to strong winds and favorable weather conditions. The air quality index stood at 222 at 7 a.m. today, indicating a significant improvement in air quality following rollback of the Stage 3 of GRAP. Private construction and demolition activities, mining and allied operations have been allowed to resume with immediate effect. Restrictions imposed on the operation of BS3 petrol and BS4 diesel vehicles under Stage 3 have also been lifted. However, the government has urged citizens to strictly adhere to the citizens' charter under stage 2 and 1 so that air quality levels do not slip again. With Aditya's report, Jigyasa Pandey, Akashwani News, Delhi.
In men's cricket under-19, Team India will lock horns with South Africa in the first youth ODI of the three-match series at the Wilmore Park in Benoni today from 1:30 p.m. IST. And now, for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Subhadra Ramachandran.
Thank you, Sunil. The Times of India leads with the news of developments in the contaminated water tragedy in Indore. Water deaths, Indore commissioner removed, reads the headline. The Statesman quotes the External Affairs Minister as saying that cross-border terrorism remains a barrier to normal ties with certain neighbours, making an indirect reference to Pakistan. No water for sponsor of terror. EAM slams bad neighbour Pakistan, headlines the Tribune. India will soon launch a mission to achieve technology sovereignty in the manufacturing drones used in applications ranging from product delivery to warfare, reports the Pioneer. The center has directed social media platform X to check grok misuse in morphing images, writes the Hindu. And finally, in yet another instance of human-wildlife conflict, 7 of the world's rarest frogs called galaxy frogs living in Kerala's Western Ghats are presumed dead, likely due to rise in phototourism, reports the Indian Express. And with that, it's back to you, Sunil.
Thank you, Subhadra. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to inaugurate Grand International Exposition of Sacred Piparava Relics related to Lord Buddha in New Delhi today. Election Commission directs West Bengal election authorities to file FIRs against 5 suspended officials over electoral roll irregularities. Centre issues notice to social media platform X over obscene content targeting women and children on AI tool Kruk. Narcotics Control Bureau advises Indian travellers to obtain necessary approvals for carrying medicines before travelling to Saudi Arabia. And IMD issues red alert for dense to very dense fog conditions over Delhi, Haryana, Punjab and Chandigarh. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.